Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith has substance, faith has evidence. Have to have it all. Evidence is the word, substance is, as we do now know, the dunamis creative power of God. As you employed in the creation of the world, and so was the word. Look at verse 3, said, through faith we understand the worlds, generations, universe, creation of the world was framed, set in order, established by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things that do appear. See, that's how the kingdom works. You've been given the capacity to carry the unseen kingdom of God. You have to carry it unseen to the naked or natural eye, but very well seen to the eye of faith. And it's carried, you carry the invisible substance of heaven. You carry the invisible substance and the invisible evidence. But it becomes greatly visible to you on the inside. As it grows on the inside and the measures are placed together, they come into divine order, the kingdom begins to grow and you see it with the eye of faith. You feel it. You taste it. You sense it. It becomes so part of you that it's so growing that the doubt and unbelief and the exterior forces that worked against you for so long, that worked against your mind, that worked against your heart and fear and doubt and unbelief, heaviness, depression, everything, the turmoils of life and the cares of life, everything that was working against you begin fading away because the glory becomes so expansive on the inside. And it becomes expansive on the inside. You're getting ready for what you're carrying in invisible to become visible and to dwell among men. And the quality of it, you have to carry it. You have to keep it. You have to nurture it. You have to exercise faith. Faith will not just come automatically. Faith is exercised. Children of Israel didn't go to the promised land. They didn't mix the faith with what God had said. He sent his word. And then there's the other substance. Romans 1:20. We know, listen to what he says here. He says, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal dunamis power. He created the worlds with the word, the Holy Spirit, and creative dunamis power. They were all present in the creation of all things, and they will all be present in the next thing God's doing in the body of Christ. And this apostolic government comes on the scene when the fullness of all things, it'll all be there. The Word, the Holy Spirit. That's why you can't build on the gift. You cannot build on a gift. It's not enough. Not in the last day. It must be built on the Word. It must be built on creative dynamis power. It must be built by the Holy Ghost. Why is that? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Go to Hebrews 1. So, not only does he birth all this, notice this in Hebrews 1, it says, God at sundry times in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. See, Jesus come and delivered a new inheritance and a new way, restored that quality of sonship to us whereby we could receive the eternal substances of heaven and carry them on the interior of our life. We could carry an invisible word. Yeah, that word's visible in that Bible, but that is not where its power comes from. Its power is when it's sown into you. So if every one of you could see the word you carry, not here in knowledge, the accumulation of knowledge is not going to birth the kingdom. But knowledge will help you, but you can get knowledge, 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 knowledge. Birthing of the kingdom comes from carrying an invisible word inside. Invisible to anybody you come in contact with, but quite visible to you through the eye of faith, because that word explodes on the inside of you. That's why Paul says, enlighten the eyes of our understanding that we may know the hope. We know the surpassing greatness of your dunamis power. He was praying for the enlightening of understanding so we could walk and be in touch with the unseen realm. If not, you're going to be exposed to the scene. It's going to constantly war against your faith. You have to have something greater on the inside than what's being assigned against you on the outside. And if it's not, in the exterior of your life, it's overcoming you constantly. If it's overcoming your heart, It's because you don't have the measures working yet. You got to get the measures to begin working in fullness. The enemy is going to constantly work against you. He's going to take your weaknesses and he's going to assign constant things against you. Why? To stop any type of operation of forging and forming inside you. He does not want the measures and the leaven injected in the measures for it to grow. Kingdom of God is like a woman that hid leaven in the three measures. We now know the three measures of the Holy Spirit, dunamis power, and the Word of God. Those things work. But they are a recipe of the kingdom of God. And when you inject faith, something happens, an explosion takes place. Now notice what happens once you birth, once you build, once things are created, is glorious. You build on a gift, it won't always stay. That's why revivals that are born out of gifts usually last about 4 years. And they dissipate because they weren't born in birth from word. They were birthed out of a gift. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody's got a gift. They capture an anointing. But you can't sustain on an anointing. Watch what sustains. We have to be sustained by the very things it's birthed from. Had in these last days spoken unto the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom he made the world. Not only he made the world, he made the generations. He created the authority structures, the angelic authority. He created the universe. He created the atmosphere. He created the sun, the moon. Everything operates by an order God established. He set boundaries on the ocean. He says, you won't pass this. That's it. Everything that he created is sustained. And how does he sustain it? Who by the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, he upholds, say upholds, all things that he created by the word of his dunamis power. By the word and dunamis power. He'll uphold what is birthed. That's the glorious thing. You birth it this way, he'll uphold it. You don't have to sit there and maintain it all the time. He'll maintain. He'll keep it up. That means when you get up to a place in glory, he'll hold you there. But if you just found that place of glory, you're not going to get held there because you don't have anything holding you. You stumbled. When you stumble into things, you'll stumble right back out. But when you grow into those, through dunamis power and the word and the Holy Ghost, he'll uphold your position. He'll uphold your authority. So when you come in, you'll be upheld by the place that you've entered into. The glory will be upheld. The blessing on your life will be upheld. You won't be a yo-yo anymore. How many of you entered into things and fell right back out? He's not going to be like that. We're going to be upheld. Say upheld. Say uphold me. Hallelujah. Matthew 26 says this. I love this. I'm going to share with you what you're looking for when you're believing God. Verse 63, Matthew 26, high priest is talking to Jesus, held his peace, and the high priest answered, said to him, I adjure thee by the living God, you tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Oh, I like this. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast said it, you testified it of your own mouth. He said, but I say unto you hereafter, you will see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of dunamis power. Very first thing he inherited in his ascension, they cried out in the book of Revelation and said, worthy is the Lamb to have received dunamis power. He restored the creative essence by which he created the world and received it as an inheritance for every one of us. And riches and wisdom and strength and glory. And that's what he calls riches and glory. See, he restored that operation so we could operate like him. He said, let us make man in our image to do things our way. God made us to operate the way he operates with great faith. You have to have great faith to move mountains, but you don't have to have mountain faith. You have to have seed faith. You have to have the capacity to receive The inheritance comes down from the Father by which all things are created. And you have to carry it as invisible. But it's not invisible to you. It's just invisible to others. That's why nobody can't see everything's operating up inside of you. And God will hide this essence up inside you. Because he sits at the right hand of dunamis power. He administrates dunamis power to you. Create a substance that will create your future. And here we are, we're all trying to create our future. Trying to create the future of the body of Christ. Trying to create the future of this city. Working, working, working. Busy bees we are. In the very essence that God is going to employ to shift the foundations of this city, Christ has received it as an inheritance on our behalf. He sits at the right hand of dunamis power. He's received the operation and he grants it to every one of you. And he grants his word. Isn't that glorious? Woo! He's going to start creating again. That which is broke is going to get fixed. We were in that prophetic mode a minute ago. And said, we're working. We're working. That will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. See, when he created it, he didn't create it like it is right now. So he wants to come and fix it. So when he comes and fixes it, he's going to fix it with the original recipe that he created everything with. He's not changed anything. He's going to come and fix bodies. He's going to bring the things that he created bodies with. Holy Ghost, Word, and dunamis power. All of those things have to be present. Working in faith and fullness. They have to be nurtured. We have to grow. It grows in you. Say it grows. But he's going to bring this up again. And all of this recipe, we're going to be carrying that. See, you're carriers of the ingredients that heaven creates with. So creative miracles by design. Creative operations of finances. Creative operations of the Spirit. Like Paul got. Special miracles wrought by the hands of Paul. That word miracles is dunamis. Special operations of dunamis power was given to Paul that from his body, aprons and handkerchiefs, he set dunamis upon him. And when the apron and the handkerchief touched him or he laid his hands, that dunamis went with that. And that creative dunamis, wherever it fell, healed the people immediately. Wherever it touched the body, they were delivered immediately. It's the creative essence of God. That's what God wants working in the atmosphere. He wants it working in us. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond all that we ask or think according to the dunamis power that's working in us. And the enemy wants to see that it doesn't work in you. He wants complaint working in you. He wants murmuring working in you. He wants fear working in you. He wants doubt and unbelief working in you. He wants lethargy working in you. That's a major killer when you just give up, when you check out. Kingdom of God requires that you be checked in. When you check out, you check back into yourself is what you do. You check back into the old operation, you re-sow it. The thing he's trying to birth you out of, you go back into the old and you check back in. It's very easy to check out of the kingdom of God. You can't grow when you check out, though. If any man draw back, I have no pleasure. He doesn't want the former things. He wants the future. God wants the future. He wants you to press on. Stare it down. But the glory of it is when the measure starts working, it so explodes on the inside of you. It starts driving doubt and unbelief out. You don't see anything else but the promise. You don't feel anything else but the power. You're full of glory. And it's manifesting. You don't even know that there's problems. Oh, I didn't even know that it was broke. And the dunamis will start fixing things. It's going to fix this city. It's going to fix us. It's going to fix the broken down things. He's going to use the original recipe to fix that which is broken. Everyone say, fix me, God. You hadn't learned it by now. You can't fix yourself. You can't do that. Well, the harder you try, the worse you'll get. And you can't fix everybody else either. But there is glory that can fix us. There's the word of God. Boy, you put them together, I'm telling you, it's amazingly explosive. I want to share this scripture with you. Turn your Bible, Romans 15. Then I'm going to exhort you. besides sharing, a lot of people are just not naturally inclined to joy. Just be real seriously. Are you just naturally inclined to joy in your life? Just naturally wake up and you're full of joy. I mean, are you naturally inclined to it? I mean, really? Or do you gotta get up in it? Some people have joy. Some people need to notify their face that they've got joy. I know it's in my heart somewhere, but you gotta notify. Especially when you come into church. See, I get to see all your joy. It's really full of joy now after a move like that. You should have joy. I mean, on daily situation, in the daily grind of situations, you're probably facing, a lot of us are facing places we don't want to be. We want to be somewhere else. We want to be further in God. We want to be in our future. We want to be in the things that we see. But to get there, it's a process. Now, we know faith has substance, but before faith comes, there's something called hope. Hope, not just, oh, I'm hoping God's going to do it. I'm hoping. No, not that kind of hope. Hope that's divinely built inside of you by creative essence of God. That kind of hope. Now, faith is the substance of the thing hoped for. Hope comes first. But you know, even in your hope, he didn't leave you without hope. Isn't that good news? He'll help your hope. Some of you need, because you get in hopelessness, you are a breeding ground for disaster. When you're in hopelessness, all manner of stuff can be bred from an atmosphere of hopelessness. Hopelessness will produce, before long, it'll put a stranglehold around your life. You cannot afford to stay in hopelessness. Every one of you might have been in a situation that caused hopelessness, but you're going to have to rise out of that fast. But you don't have to do it on your own. You hear this thing, get over yourself. No, you need help. Everyone say, I need help. You got to equip your faith, by the way. Don't try to operate in faith unless you have the three measures. No, don't try to operate in leavened faith. Do y'all understand what I'm talking about? Leaven faith is the stuff that causes the explosion inside of you. But if you don't have the measures, you need to operate in receiving faith. Say receiving faith. Receive the word. Receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Receive the fullness of dunamis power. You got to get it working in you. Well, how do I know if any of this stuff's working? I mean, what do I look for? How do I know that my faith is working? What kind of sign is it that tells me I'm on the right track? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Romans 15, verse 13. Now the God of hope, say God of hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing. You know, a lot of people, they pursue presence, presence, presence. You know what you're going to get? Presence, presence, presence. But you start pursuing a faith and operating in faith, you're going to get some serious downloads from heaven, stuff that's going to break you open in a good way. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope. You must abound in hope for it to shift into faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And dunamis is right there all the way. Dunamis begins with hope. Notice what he says. You may abound in hope through or by way of the dunamis power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to begin your journey in a place of hope. When he injects that word, he's also going to begin injecting godly hope. He's going to start building the hope. Because the enemy's coming after what you're believing God for. But that hope is going to build. And in the process, while you're receiving, he's going to fill you with all joy. And peace, that's not manufactured joy, that's heavenly joy. I'm telling you, yesterday, I'm just going about my business, doing what I do, receiving, and I didn't feel nothing. But oh man, I just got in there and said, oh, I surrender, Lord. And it started coming in, and all of a sudden, this breakout of pure joy, and peace, and laughter, and understanding of the goodness of the Father was just pouring on me. It's like I already had this stuff I was believing God for. I wasn't looking for it. It was already there. But he fills you with all joy and peace in your believing. so that you may abound in hope, so hope can cross the line into faith, so faith can come and add and create. And he fills you with all joy. See, that's what you're looking for. See, a lot of times when you're believing, what you're doing is plowing ground in your heart. You're receiving, plowing ground. And you don't think anything's happened, but you're plowing, you're receiving, you're in that receiving mode. You got to exercise your faith. It is a work sometimes. What do you do to work the works of God? If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to operate in faith. Faith is an exercise, like a muscle. You have to exercise it. But you have to have the tools to exercise it and find out what you're looking for. But you need to look, because there's going to come a time heaven's going to bust through and break through upon you. And when it does, heaven's going to report to you, you're doing good. You're on the track. And when the joy and the peace exploded, love of the Father exploded, the goodness of the Father exploded, you feel His favor. You feel His goodness. You feel His glory. You feel His willingness to bless you. You feel His pleasure. He wants to do it. He was never withholding from you. It was all a lie, the enemy. You feel that He loves what you're doing. Faith attracts the Father like a magnet. It attracts the kingdom of God. And doubt and unbelief, worry, fear, all that attracts the devil. Attracts darkness. That you feel the joy, you'll bust through. This is not natural joy. I mean, just laughing uncontrollably, crying uncontrollably. I got it, Father. I know how this works. Hallelujah. So where is it? It's right here. I've got the invisible stuff that things are made out of. It's inside of me. I got it working. It's working. They're going to be manifesting. I have the stuff the Holy Spirit needs to manifest. You got to have it like that. And you got to know it like that. And heaven will report it to you like that. If you're just wishing and wondering and hoping, that's not it. Not that kind of hope. God will report to you. Your faith is crossing the line. Your hope's crossing the line. He'll report with joy unspeakable. He'll report with peace, with glory, with laughter. A lot of times that's a sign that you've broken through. You've broken through. You've won the battle. See, heaven will report to you when you're breaking through. It's not going to be sitting there, well, no, heaven will come and make His reports. You just got to know what you look for. He's going to bring a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. He's going to fill you with all peace. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be the greatest thing you've ever done. To believe God for the impossible. To see the impossible. To see an asset transference from heaven. Something that's spiritual, manifested, made tangible into the earth. It shifted your life. Out of something you were sealing with, broke the ceiling and shattered it right in front of you. Just because you decided to know God. That's what this stuff's about. That's what it's about. You know, Enrique be quiet, but he got a lot of stuff working up inside of him. I heard testimony. I'm going to share this testimony. You're going to like this. Their washer and dryer broke down, so they fixed it. Then it broke down again. Enrique said, you know what? Don't fix it. Is that right? Because God will give us another one. Leave it that way. And how long did it take for God to bring you another one? Same day. Don't fix it. Now, if you don't have faith like that, you're going to sit there and have to take your laundry to the launderer. But he had the faith. Don't fix it. God will bring us another. Did he bring it to you? A washer and a dryer. And delivered same day, huh? Same day. Same day. Now faith is, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth me with benefits. Listen, we're going to be a congregation of faith. We're going to be full of joy and hope and glory. We're not going to be a broken down congregation. Well oiled, mean, lean, running machines. Full of the Holy Ghost and dunamis power. Full of the word, full of faith. Full of hope, full of joy. That's what I'm going to be part of. I am not going to come wearing a badge of what all the devil did to me this week. I got glory working me that far surpasses anything he can throw against me. The surpassing greatness of his glory. Those are light afflictions working in me, far more enduring weights of glory. You get his stuff working inside of you, you'll forget about your trial you're in. You cannot wear your trial and birth the kingdom. You got to get over it. You got to get something greater working inside you. The devil throws his best and he says, shoo fly. See, you need the joy and the peace working in you like that. You need the strength of heaven working inside of you like that. So you can run through the troop and you can leap over the wall. You're not going to do that on your own. You need something greater working inside of you. That's why you got to get with God. You can't allow the devil to control your schedule. You got to get with God and get stuff working inside of you. You don't got it working inside of you. You're not giving the Holy Spirit anything to work with. I want more than just me. Trust me, me ain't cutting it. I want God coming down through me. Break out! Spirit, break out! Spirit, break out! Thy kingdom come! Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven! Man, when the Lord showed up, his word was with power. Because he was full of the Spirit. Full of dunamis power. He restored dunamis power to us, the heirs of God. It's going to change everything. It's already changing everything. It's going to change your countenance. It's going to change your body. It's going to change your health. It's going to change your wealth. It's going to change. It's going to create the impossible things. You are heirs of the Most High God. He's given you the very things he created the world you live in with. He's going to hold you with it. And this place is going to explode. James 1 verse 5. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like the wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Listen, you need a target for your faith. To begin with, do not generalize, do not over-spiritualize this process. You need a specific, tangible target of your faith that's greater than your capacity to birth yourself or to make happen. And if it's tangible, financial, do not sign a covenant with mammon to get it. That's not what we're talking about. You need a target for what you're believing God for. He supplies all your need according to spiritual riches in glory. But those are riches. They are riches that will convert to tangible wealth or tangible assets. Something tangible. You need a target. Get a target. Because if you don't get a target, you're never going to focus your faith. You're never going to birth. You're just going to hear and say hallelujah. You have to have a target. And you got to see it through. Whatever this target is, see it through. Before you even begin, you better know, you better be there and ask in faith, nothing wavering. How do I ask for wisdom and faith? Do I waver between the S and the D? I'm asking you for whiz, and I end up dumb. No! You have to ask in faith. You got to get a target. I encourage you, get a target. Whatever that target is, begin the process. Get this series, listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again until you get it. Get the target and begin to receive his word concerning that target. Receive the Holy Ghost concerning that target. And receive and begin the process of receiving the goodness of power concerning that target until all joy and peace in your believing starts breaking out on the inside of you. When that happens, once you achieve a target in your faith, there's nothing impossible to you. Holy Ghost can point you into all kind of faith ventures. Amen. Get a specific target and get it working. I'm going to ask you in the next couple of weeks, do you have a target? A targeted faith. You need a target. Don't make it way too big. And don't make it small enough for you to do. Amen. And don't put your hands to it. Put your spirit to it. Amen.